This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti. Close to the 50th anniversary of the so-called 1973 Yom Kippur surprise war in the Middle East, there is another major outbreak of Mideast fighting right now.
Palestinian militants in the Gaza Strip have launched dozens of rockets towards Israel, setting off air raid sirens across the country. There have been reports of explosions near Tel Aviv and the areas surrounding southern Gaza. One person is reported to have died. The Israeli Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, has said he's meeting with top security officials.
That is the BBC's Gareth Barlow. And since he filed that report, there have been ground infiltrations into Israel, and Israel has started striking targets in Gaza in response, setting the stage for what's likely to be a new heavy round of fighting between Israel and Hamas, maybe another Islamist group as well. Palestinian Islamic Jihad says its fighters have joined Hamas. In this country, as the Biden administration reverses some border policies to deal with a still growing crisis, other parts of the country are now feeling the pressure. CBS's Charlie DeMar.
In Eagle Pass, Texas, as migrants continue to cross the southern border, New York City Mayor Adams arrived in Ecuador as part of his three-country tour south of the border to discourage migrants from making the trek north.
We are not going to be able to sustain this situation for migrants and asylum seekers and for long-term New Yorkers who are also dealing with real issues.
There's been a moderate earthquake in southern Mexico tonight. With the arrival of the weekend, one of the major national strikes is coming to an end, while others do continue, the one ending the healthcare workers who went out for 3 days. Details from CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
More than 75,000 healthcare workers entered the final day of their strike against Kaiser Permanente without a deal. Nurses, technicians, and others walked off the job for 3 days to protest staff shortages and demand higher pay.
I think that we have made a very big impact, and we'll come out here again if we have to.
Meantime, film and TV actors remain out, as do some members of the United Auto Workers. This is the government issues a somewhat surprising September employment report, which could also have a downside.
The Labor Department reported a stronger than expected gain of 336,000 jobs in September, while the unemployment rate remains steady at 3.8%. That ongoing strength in the labor market is great news for people looking for work. But as far as the Federal Reserve is concerned, a tight labor market could mean more pressure on inflation. And that's raising the odds of another rate hike from the Fed before the end of the year.
That's CBS Business reporter Jason Brooks, and this is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
The IRS is...
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
conventional way, rather than just going and filling out a bunch of applications. I run this Facebook group called Wisconsin Disability Connections, and I made a post in there and a few other groups talking about what I'm looking for in a job and some of my skills and talents or strengths. And I said I was looking forward to working for a disability organization, advocacy organization, and the operations manager for People First Wisconsin reached out to me with the outreach self-advocate job.
Wow.
How I got the ARC Wisconsin job is about a year and a half ago. I met with the current state or the past state director of the ARC Wisconsin about some project ideas I had. And then in order to implement those project ideas, she offered me a job. Since then, I've gotten a promotion there.
Awesome. That is awesome, Cindy. Way to think outside the box and just go after your dreams. That is wonderful. We are going to be running into a break here for a minute, but I want to ask you one more question if I can. Why is a job important to you?
A job is important to me to show self-determination and so that people with disabilities can work and have a passion to work.
That's enough. That's all it takes. Thank you so much, Sydney, for sharing your story and joining us today. I totally admire your ability to go out there and make it work. We'll be right back after this short break.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. Violence heats up along the Gaza Strip. Thousands of rockets fired from Gaza have hit parts of Israel. BBC correspondent Rushi Abulyov is in Gaza City.
From my position in a rooftop, I can see rockets flying from east, from south, from north, from everywhere.
The violence has spilled deeper into Israel. The BBC's Yolanda Nell reports from Jerusalem.
Very shocking pictures that we're seeing from the south of Israel in towns like Sderot, where it seems that Palestinian militants have actually infiltrated into southern Israel with shootings happening.
Yonatan Yadadovsky is with the Israel Emergency Services.
Deploying all of our ambulances, mobile intensive care units, and bulletproof ambulances. Our blood services called the public to come and donate blood.
At least 22 people have been killed, hundreds injured. CBS News Special Report. I'm Linda Kenyon.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
You can't impeach someone before they've committed an alleged crime. Even principled conservatives are going to look at that action and say, come on, what's going on?
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Dan Knotel, Republican of Germantown, said he was moving forward to uphold his quote-unquote constitutional duty, which is a joke.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Business Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
It's the Wild West of how students are using generative AI.
As educators, there's sort of six responses that we can have to these new tools. We could ignore it. Mm-hmm. We could ban it. We can try and outfox it. We can teach about it. We can actually teach it, or we can teach with it. I think the most exciting one, of course, is to teach with it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
You are listening to the Empowered Caregiver Show, and I am your host, Eliza Hallenbrand. October is National Disability Employment Awareness Month, and this year's theme is Advancing Access and Equity. To celebrate this month, we have a very special guest, my co-host, Mr. Caden Kroot, who is also my son. Next, however, we will be speaking with the founder of Parent University in Milwaukee, Dolores Salas. Parent University offers monthly meetings to support parents that have children with disabilities. And I wish I had more time to go into it. I don't today, but I just want to give Dolores the biggest shout out for having over 500. She thinks maybe 2,500 at the end of the day. People get together to get vaccinated for COVID. She really thought outside the box and debunked a lot of the myths that went along with the vaccination and probably saved a lot of lives. So thank you, Dolores, for that. You originally came on as a support person for John, who we will be interviewing next. But after I learned a little bit more about your story, I thought, wow, you probably have a lot to say on this issue. So before we talk to John, I'd like to take just a minute and ask you, what brought you into the world of supporting people with disabilities?
Well, I had a son, Albert, who's now deceased. He had multiple disabilities, and I was his mother that made sure that he had a great life. Mm. I wanted the best for Albert, and he had it.
I'm so sorry for your loss, Dolores, and I am sure that you did a wonderful job. It sounds like you are really out there making a difference in everyone's lives. So this year's theme for the National Disability Employment Awareness Month is Advancing Access and Equity. What does this mean to you as a community leader, and what would you like to see done to advance access and equity in regards to employment?
Well, I dream of bringing the principles and the knowledge to children and families and build character by doing rather than saying. And if we live with our values instead of our past existing lives, we can move forward, have a first-class education, life, dignity, and a great job in the community.
Wonderful. I love that. And thank you so much for helping out with John tonight. I am going to turn over the microphone to Caden and let him run this interview with John LaFleur. Thank you, John, for being here tonight.
You're welcome.
Hi, John. Can you tell the listeners where you are working?
I am working at P.F. Chang's at Mayfield Mall.
Nice. How did you get that job?
To my DVL counselor in high school.
Oh, that's cool. What do you do at your job?
I work with takeouts. I'm a server assistant, and I do takeout orders, and I'm working in the kitchen doing drama, prepping all the meats and all that.
Nice. What is your favorite thing about your job?
The people, the employment, the manager, just the vibe I give with the people I work with, and how understanding they are with my schedule.
That's really nice, John. And was there a time when you needed help at your job? And if so, what did you do about it?
It was this past weekend. We got the homecoming weekend. I got slammed a lot of tickets. As the manager, they step in to help me, assist me with getting the tickets out, and they did assist me. And that's how I was able to get things done this past weekend.
Oh, okay. And why are you valuable or important to your employees at the job?
I've been there 18 years. I'm very reliable, dependable, and always on time. And sometimes, most of the time, I'm always early.
Very nice, John. And what would you tell employers who may be thinking about hiring a person with a disability?
Just to have patience and understanding that everybody have their different challenges and struggles.
Very nice, John.
That is wonderful, John. And where is the PF Chang's that you work at?
At Mayfair.
At Mayfair, because there used to be one in Madison. It closed, and you know what? I miss it. So I might have to make a drive to Mayfair and come and see you in person and say hi. Do you mind me asking how many hours a week you typically work?
Sometime like 15 to 20, depending on the week.
That is wonderful. Keep up the good work, John. I appreciate you being on the show tonight and sharing your story and letting everyone know why it is important to hire people with disabilities and what an excellent job you do. Always there, always on time, often early. Thank you, John.
You're welcome.
I'm going to switch gears a little bit and now talk to my son, Caden. So Caden is going to be 20 years old, but he has been employed since he was 14. Caden, can you let listeners know some of the places that you worked?
Hi, guys. My name is Caden. I am 19 years old and currently a sophomore in college. And the places that I have worked was... I worked at Jet's Pizza starting when I was 14 years of age, and I've worked at Red's Pizza when I was 15 years old, both of those pizza places, both when I was a freshman in high school. And in 2021, I started working at Marcus Theater at the age of 17 years old in high school. And then I've also gotten some jobs at Edgewood College. Starting my freshman year, I worked at Phil's, and what I did there was like, I just kind of washed dishes, did most of stuff.
Phil's and, one of the dining halls where students eat, right?
Yeah. And mm-hmm. I know people who currently work there too, but I worked there my freshman year. Mm-hmm. And I've also done Parks and Recs. I did that when I was like 15 years old. You would kind of work with little kids at like the preschool, or I also kind of taught tennis a little bit.
Yeah, you have been a hardworking man from the get-go. A couple of those jobs that you mentioned were internships. Can you tell listeners about what an internship is?
So an internship is when you have a job for 90 days and DVRs pays your wages. And then after the 90 days is over, they can decide if they want to hire you. Now, this happened when I worked at Jet's Pizza, starting when I was 14 on November 12, 2018. And it went all the way till January 30 of 2019. And they had to decide whether they wanted to hire me or not because I was new to working at the time.
Yep. So it was a great practice run for you just to get to build your resume. And I just wanted to share that because that's an opportunity that's out there through DVR. So if you're considering hiring somebody with disabilities, if you work with the right agencies, they do offer these internships where they actually will pay the employee's wages for 90 days. And hopefully after the 90 days, they prove themselves to be stellar employees and you take them on. So Okay, now I want to ask, why is having a job important to you?
Having a job is important to me so I can make money and so that people can see me reliable and so I can have a lot of experience so I can do things in life.
Exactly. That's a good reason. That's probably why we all have jobs, right?
Right.
And what would you tell an employer that may be nervous about hiring a person with a disability?
So first thing is you shouldn't judge a book by its cover, and you should at least rely on them to give them a chance, whether they have their job coach or DVR or whatever, because people with disabilities also have lots of abilities. And if things get tricky, well, there's always job coaches or DVR. And honestly, things like, it's not only going to be like that for people with disabilities, but any person that works at a job. Because me personally, the last few jobs that I've worked at, my managers have seen me very reliable, and they always get excited when they see me come in. And this has been like a dream come true for me my entire career that I've been a teenage employee to this day.
Yeah. Well, especially working at Marcus. Marcus was a dream job I think you wanted to do ever since you were little. You take it seriously. I would say that you're mostly always there on time. And if you're not there on time, it's because I'm your transportation, right? I'm the one slowing you down. We've had to do a few, sorry, my mom was whatever my mom was doing that that made me late. But you do such a good job there that actually now, don't they kind of have you training some of the new ushers?
They did. They really did. And when I was in high school, they'd have me work late and in the summer, both summers as well. Shout out to Heather, who's a great manager, and same with Ryan. And my current job that I have now at security, shout out to Jack and Todd.
All right, go ahead. Give your shouts out. Well, Caden, I think all of those people are very lucky to have you. You're very reliable and hardworking, and I'm sure you get to your jobs on Edgewood campus on time when mom's not there to slow you down. So thank you for being on the show tonight. I just wanted to share that according to a March 3rd, 2022 article from Disability Scoop, the employment rate for Americans with disabilities has reached an all-time high, federal officials have said. That's awesome. However, among people with disabilities, still about 80% are unemployed or underemployed. Underemployed meaning that they're not getting the number of hours that they would like, or they are working in a position that they're overqualified for. According to Disability Scoop, a report was issued by the U.S. Department of Labor Bureau and Labor Statistics. This agency collects data on people with disabilities in the job market as part of its current population surveys, which polls 60,000 households every month about employment and unemployment. Of that polling, only 3% of people with disabilities said that they did not want to work or that they were not seeking employment. So that means the rest of them do want to work. They do want to be part of their community and contributing. So I encourage everyone to reach out if you would like to hire somebody with a disability. You're thinking, yeah, sure, I'm down, I'll do it, but you don't know how to start. I would start with DVR. DVR can help connect you to those those places, or if you Google vocational businesses, companies in your area, they also help people with disabilities in employment. And like I said, there's the internship, which is a 90-day kind of trial run. And if the employee does a good job, you can pick them up from there, or you can hire them and you can go from there. So, Caden, we have a few minutes left before we go into commercial. And I just want to say that I'm so proud of what you're doing, and I want you to tell listeners, what are you going to college for?
So, and before I say that, I just want to give one more shout out to my older sister, Kelsey. Happy birthday.
Oh, yes. Happy birthday, Miss Kelsey, out in California.
My older sister.
Yeah.
And I'm going to college to be a paraeducator and teach in like the high school special ed classes. I'm currently a sophomore, like I said, and this is my very first year that I'm taking the core classes for it.
Yes, and you really want to help out those high schoolers once you get a little bit older. And why? why do you want to be a paraeducator?
I want to be a paraeducator because I want to just show what it's like to be a good paraeducator. I think paraeducators are great, but I also want to be a good one too, and just so that the other high schoolers will have a positive experience as well.
Yeah. And you know what? You shared some really cool things with me about that position. And one being that, you know, you've walked in these students' shoes. You know what it feels like to have a disability and, you know, perhaps not always be treated fairly or equally. And so I really admire your advocacy work behind that. So thank you so much, Caden. And thank you, everyone, for listening. We will see you next week.
Peace out. Selling souls, rock and roll, any other game. Working for a living. Work. Working for a living. Work. Working for a living. Living and a working. I'm taking what they're giving because I'm working for a living. Working for a living. Living and a working. I'm taking what they're giving because I'm working for a living.
The key slides into the ignition. The engine rumbles to life. My hand grips the throttle. New gear for my ride. The road, my invitation. The sound, the smell, the exhilaration. I am one with the bike. And the car in front of me suddenly turns in my lane. Motorcycles are everywhere, but too often go unnoticed. Please, always look twice, be alert, and share the road with motorcycles at all times. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
You are listening to The Empowered Caregiver, and I'm your host, Liza Hellenbrand. October is National Disability Employment Awareness Month, and this theme is Advancing Access and Equity. If you would like to join me in the conversation about advancing access and equity to those with disabilities, please give me a call. I would love to learn from you, whether it's a success story you had, or if you have some ideas how to expand employment options for people with disabilities. Give me a call at 844-967-2789. I want to thank my co-pilot today, Caden recruit. Caden was diagnosed with autism around 2 years old and has been employed part-time since he was 14 years old. So a lot of great self-advocates I was able to talk to today. Next week, I will be talking to Christy Yates, a caregiver coach and psychologist and author of Building a Legacy of Love, Thriving in the Sandwich Generation. The sandwich generation is a term used when you're caring for your own children as well as caring for aging parents. It will be something that I will find myself in shortly. The week of October 18th, I will be speaking with Brandy Grayson from Urban Triage about her organization and the caregiving differences in the African American population. Finally, the last week, I will be speaking with Harriet Redman. Harriet is part of an employer engagement group that I am part of under the Wisconsin Family and Caregiver Support Alliance. She and I and others from the group will be attending the SHRM conference in Wisconsin Dells on October 12th. The SHRM conference is one of the largest human resource conferences in the state, and Harriet will be hosting a 90-minute presentation on creating caregiver-friendly workplaces. Something that is absolutely going to have to come into the work arena as more and more people become family caregivers and as the struggle to find support so these caregivers can go out to work continues to be an issue. So creating caregiver-friendly workplaces is key. I'll also be speaking with Kimberly Feist from Feist Vocational Agency about her experience in supporting people with disabilities in the workplace and continuing the celebration of National Disability Awareness Month. If you support what I'm trying to do over here, I ask you to please follow me on Instagram, Facebook, or LinkedIn. And we have a few minutes before the end of the show. And I know I kind of had to cut Sydney short. Sydney, are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Oh, wonderful. Hey, do you mind if I ask you just a few more questions about your job experience? You had such a wonderful idea. You created a Facebook page. You told employers what you were looking for. You put yourself out there in a big, bold way, and it landed you a job. And I think that is awesome. Just curious, what is your favorite thing about your job? Or I should say jobs.
Yeah. So I have like many favorite things about both my jobs. With people first, one of my favorite things to do is we have something called speaker series where we have speakers come in once a week and talk to our members, and I schedule the speakers and everything.
Oh, that is awesome.
Yeah. That's yeah, they get to learn a new topic every week. And with the ARC Wisconsin, I like to apply for help apply for grants and find grants. But I also like, recently I discovered I can edit our website. And that's been pretty fun too.
Yeah, way to advance your skills. Again, what a go-getter, Sydney. I can't believe how you put yourself up there and just continue to learn new things and grow. That is so awesome. But you know, was there a time when you needed help at your job?
Yeah, I mean, there will be times when I need help. I'm not afraid to email my boss or bosses and ask questions. And I am pretty well connected with the Wisconsin Board for People with Developmental Disabilities. And so sometimes if I have a question, I can go to them, like if it's about plain language, because I do a lot of advocacy around that too.
Yeah, that's great. And, you know, Kate made an excellent point earlier. You know, everybody has questions about their job. Everyone needs support in certain areas. I was about ready to walk out the front door and call it the end of the day on the show until the producer said, Liza, you have one more segment left. So that's me needing help on the job. I'm curious, though, why do you think that you are valuable or important to your employer? I have a few ideas why, but why do you think?
One would be that I'm pretty dedicated and passionate about advocacy work. And I'm not afraid to step on toes and figure out information and contact legislators and stuff, and get stuff done. I think there's a lot of reasons, but
I'm sure there's a lot of reasons, and that's huge. I mean, that takes a lot of guts, a lot of courage to just call people up and get them on the phone, and especially when you're doing advocacy work. Just curious, what would you tell employers who may be considering a person, or consider hiring a person with disabilities?
I would tell them to go for it. And I would tell them to make sure that they create a welcoming space and provide accommodations. But I would tell them that people with disabilities tend to stay at their jobs longer than those without. And they're pretty darn hardworking. So those are all pretty good reasons.
Those are excellent reasons. And you're absolutely right. John was at P.F. Chang's for 18 years. I would like to know another person working at P.F. Chang's for 18 years. So that is great. You know, one thing is barriers, and we're going to be coming up to the end of the show. But what would you say is probably the biggest barrier for people with disabilities to get a job?
Probably sometimes I think it's the application process can sometimes be confusing to people.
Yeah, application for sure. I know something that we struggle with is transportation. I know transportation can be an issue as well. But, you know, Sydney, thank you for coming on today. And thank you for your advocacy work. You are helping a lot of people, and a lot of people with disabilities get jobs. So you should be very proud of yourself. I'm proud of you. You are listening to the Empowered Caregiver Show. Listen next Wednesday at 7 p.m. or find us on Spotify, Google Podcast, or Apple Podcast. Have a good night.